إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا فجزاه الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته الطيبين الطاهرين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير والثبات على عقيدة الأنبياء والصالحين وعلى نهج سيد الأنبياء ودرب إمام الأولياء والأصفياء، فهو الحبيب وهو القدوة وهو القائل صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه في حديثه الشريف: والله إني لأعلمكم بالله عز وجل وأخشاكم له. Dear brothers, I urge you and myself to fear Allah and to obey Him constantly and to remain steadfast on the creed of the prophets, the creed of the master of all the prophets, the imam of the awliya and the pious ones. He is the beloved one and the example to us. He is the one who said in the hadith, I swear by Allah, I know most about Allah and I am most God-fearing to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ خَصَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نفسه بالترقي في هذا العلم، أي العلم بالله تعالى وصفاته، لأنه أجل العلوم وأعلاها وأوجبها وأولاها. In this hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام specified himself by being the most knowledgeable about Allah and the most God-fearing to Him. So by this, He is showing us that He is the most knowledgeable about this kind of knowledge, the knowledge that is related to knowing Allah and His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that kind of knowledge is the most honorable and the best type of knowledge. As asserted from the saying of Allah ta'ala in Al-Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم. This ayah means, as the scholars used as a proof, it means, O Muhammad, know, adhere to the belief that no one is God except Allah, and make istighfar for yourself and for the believers, males and females. And from this ayah, the scholars said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this ayah made the knowledge of tawheed come first. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So the first part of the ayah is talking about tawheed, to know that no one is God but Allah. And then the second part of the ayah is about istighfar. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, which the scholars said relates to the knowledge of ahkam, practices, the practices of the religion. لذلك قال الإمام أبو حنيفة في الفقه الأبسط أن اعلم أن الفقه في الدين أفضل من الفقه في الأحكام. And that's why Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah reward him, said, know, in his book الفقه الأبسط, know that the knowledge about the matters of the religion is better and more honorable than the knowledge of the practices, the ruling of fiqh. So to know the knowledge about tawheed, about aqidah, is more important than the knowledge of rulings. ومراده بالفقه في الدين علم الأصول علم العقيدة علم التوحيد. فأيها الأحبة، علم التوحيد له شرف على غيره من العلوم لكونه متعلقا بأشرف المعلومات. Why is it the best of knowledge? Because it is related to knowing the best information, because it denotes knowing about Allah and His attributes subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the most honorable type of science or knowledge. What is tawheed? What is the definition of at-tawheed? At-tawheed inda ahli sunnati huwa nafyu at-tashbihi wa at-ta'til. Nafyu at-tashbihi wa at-ta'til. Kama dhakara dhalika al-imam ibn Hajar al-Asqalani fi sharh al-Bukhari. What is the definition of tawheed? As the scholars, the Sunni scholars defined, they said it is to deny, to clear Allah from resemblance and to affirm to Allah His perfect attributes without denial, without denying any of His perfect attributes. What is Tawheed? To clear Allah from resemblance and to attribute to Him the perfect attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you believe in His attributes without resemblance. This is Tawheed. As mentioned by Ibn Hajar in his explanation on Sahih al-Bukhari. فهو مبني على إثبات ما يجب لله من الصفات كالعلم والقدرة والإرادة مع نفي التشبيه، يعني مع تنزيه الله عن مشابهة المخلوقين، وهذا مأخوذ من آيات من القرآن الكريم. So this means that Tawheed is based upon confirming and affirming to Allah the proper attributes of perfection, such as knowledge, knowing about all things, power, having the power over everything, will, and to clear Allah from resemblance, that Allah is not like the creations in any way whatsoever. And all of this, clearing Allah from resemblance and attributing to Allah the attributes of perfection, is taken from many verses in the Quran. One of which, Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 11, قال تعالى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And the other ayah, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And the third ayah, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And the fourth ayah, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. The fifth ayah, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The sixth ayah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Which is repeated to indicate the importance of that ayah. So those ayat that I mentioned, five or six ayat that I mentioned, all clear Allah Ta'ala from resemblance. That Allah has no similars. No one is similar to Allah. Nothing is similar to Allah. He is not similar to anything. So if you say Allah has a life, immediately after knowing these verses, you know that His life is not like ours. His life is without a body, without a shape, without a form, and without a soul. That is called clearing Allah from resemblance. And the first ayah that I mentioned, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, هي أصرح آية وردت في التنزيه. It is the most explicit verse that was mentioned in clearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from resemblance. It is very explicit, the very clear ayah that clears Allah ta'ala from having any resemblance whatsoever. لأنه يفهم منها التنزيه الكلي وتفسيرها أن الله لا يشبهه شيء بأي وجه من الوجوه. And the meaning of this verse is that nothing that Allah Ta'ala does not resemble any of the creations in any way whatsoever. ففي الآية نفي ما لا يليق بالله. And in this ayah, there is an indication that Allah is clear from what does not befit him, such as weakness, ignorance, limit, having a shape, a color, bodily parts, composition, image, wal'iyadu billah, or form. Allah is clear from all of that. Because the things that I mentioned are attributes of the people, the creations. Allah is not like that. As for the second part of the ayah, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, it is indicating that Allah has attributes that befit him, that he is attributed with hearing, and that's an attribute that befits Allah without him having an organ or another instrument. That's why Allah said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, first, nothing resembles Allah. Then he said, and he is attributed with the attributes of hearing and sight. So that we know the hearing and sight of Allah is unlike the hearing and sight of others. That Allah Ta'ala sees everything without an eye or pupil, without an instrument. Allah hears everything without an ear or other instrument, because Allah Ta'ala is not a body. Allah Ta'ala is not a body, and he is not like the bodies. He does not resemble the bodies. فإخوة الإيمان اعلموا أن نفي الجسمية عن الله تعالى أجمعت عليه الأمة. And this matter, clearing Allah from being a body, has been unanimously agreed upon by the Muslims. The Muslim scholars agreed that Allah cannot be attributed with a body. As Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, may Allah reward him, said himself, although some people who are mushabbiha claim to follow Ahmad ibn Hanbal, they don't even follow him, because he himself said, Allah cannot be called a jism, cannot be attributed with a body, because names are taken from the Sharia and from the language. And such a name, calling Allah a body or a jism, is impossible to be attributed to Allah, because that has not been mentioned in the Sharia and it does not befit in the language. And that's why Allah cannot be a body. This saying of Imam Ahmad that I just explained has been narrated by Abu al-Fadl al-Tamimi, the head of the Hanbali scholars in Baghdad in his time. So we're not reporting from just any random person. And also it was reported by Imam al-Bayhaqi in his book, in the book named Manaqib Ahmad. So Imam Ahmad said, Allah cannot be a body, Allah is not a body. In fact, he said, the one who says that Allah is a body, unlike the bodies, is still a blasphemer. Even if he added and said, he is a body, but not like other bodies, it's still kufr. Because as soon as you attribute to Allah the body, you just made him like others. You just likened him to the creations. And that is against the Quran, and that is against the Hadith, and that is against the language. The language does not work when you say that word about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, may Allah reward him, the Imam of the Sunni scholars, he himself also said that the name jism cannot be attributed to Allah because it was never mentioned in the Sharia. So how could they attribute to Allah this name or this attribute or what pertains it, like bodily parts? Wal'iyadu billahi ta'ala. Also, the scholars reported that the scholars of Islam, including the four imams of the four schools of the Sunni Muslims, all agreed that Allah cannot be attributed with a body nor a direction, and the one who attributes a body to Allah or a place is no longer a Muslim. That means we tell him, you have to take the shahada. Leave that kufr, take your shahada, make sure you believe always that Allah exists without a place, without having a body or a form. فلذلك قال الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رضي الله عنه من قال الله جسم لا كالأجسام يكفر والعياذ بالله تعالى. وقد ثبت عن الشافعي تكفير المجسم. Also it's been confirmed from Imam al-Shafi'i to charge whoever attributes Allah with a body with blasphemy. Whoever attributes Allah with a body, Imam al-Shafi'i said, is not a Muslim. He is a blasphemer. Because he likened Allah to the creations. As reported by Imam al-Suyuti. This is what al-Suyuti said about Imam al-Shafi'i in the book Al-Ashbah wal-Nadha'ir. In fact, Ibn Hajar al-Haytami said that Al-Qarafi and other scholars mentioned that al-Shafi'i, Malik, Ahmad, and Abu Hanifa, may Allah reward them, said that whoever attributes Allah with a direction or body or bodily parts is a blasphemer. Is a blasphemer. So they are reporting that the imams of the Sunni Madhahib are saying that whoever attributes Allah with body or direction or bodily parts is not a Muslim. So that's why we have to be warned from that and warn other people from that. ثبت عن ابن حجر الهيتمي أن القرافي وغيره حكوا عن الشافعي ومالك وأحمد وأبي حنيفة القول بكفر القائلين بالجهة والتجسيم أي بكفر من ينسب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى الجسمية أو الكون في جهة لأن كل ذلك من معاني البشر. Why they charge them with kufr? Because these attributes are attributes of the people, of the creations. And to attribute these to Allah, it becomes blasphemy. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ As Imam Ahmad, as Al-Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, rahimahullah, in his Aqidah, in which he clarified the Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in the beginning of his booklet, he said, this is the Aqidah of the Sunni scholars. This is the Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And in it, in the middle of that booklet, he said, وَمَنْ وَصَفَ اللَّهَ بِمَعْنًا مِنْ مَعَانِ الْبَشَرِ فَقَدْ كَفَرْ Imam Ahmad al-Tahawi, Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, Ahmad ibn Salama, he was the head of the Salafis of his time. One of the head of the Salafis of his time. He, in that book, about 1200 years ago, said, whoever attributes to Allah one of the attributes of the creations, blasphemes. He taught this 1,200 years ago, and we will still teach it today, inshallah, until our last breath. وَالْجِسْمِيَةُ وَالْتَرْكِيبُ وَالصُّورَةُ وَالْهَيْئَةُ كُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ مَعَانِ الْبَشَرِ Composition, having a form, having an image, having a body, all of these things are amongst the meanings of the creations, among the characteristics of the creations, the attributes of the creations. Therefore, attributing them to Allah is kufr wal-iyadu billahi ta'ala. And that's why Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah said, من اعتقد أن الله جسم فهو غير عارف بربه وإنه كافر به. We did not make this up. Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari was hundreds of years ago. He said, whoever believes that Allah is a body, then he did not know his Lord and he had blasphemed. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُمَّ بِجَاهِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْأَوْلِيَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَبِجَاهِ أَحْمَدْ وَالشَّافِعِي وَمَالِكِ وَأَبِي حَنِيفَةَ وَالْأَوْزَاعِي وسائر العلماء والعاملين ثبتنا على عقيدتهم واجعلنا ممن ينصر هذا الدين ويرد على المحرفين الضالين يا أرحم الراحمين هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين، ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين، وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الأئمة المهتدين، وعن الأولياء والصالحين، جزاهم الله عنا خيرا. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي العظيم فاتقوه، وأوصيكم بالتزود من علم الدين ونشر هذه العقيدة وتعليمها. Dear brothers, again I urge you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to refrain from sinning, to avoid the haram, especially in this honorable month of Ramadan. And I urge you to increase your attendance for the sessions of knowledge. Don't stay at home the whole day, wasting your day without spending it in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come attend the daily sessions at the Musalla. Bring your children. Attend the sessions of dhikr. Make dhikr at home. Do what is good before Ramadan is over. And pass on this knowledge and teach this aqidah to others. May Allah give us and you the strength. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم، فقال وهو أصدق القائلين: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا، فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا، واكفنا ما أهمنا، وقنا شر ما نتخوف. اللهم ارفع البلاء والمحنة عن المسلمين، وانصر المسلمين في كل البلاد يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يثبكم، واشكروه يزدكم، واستغفروه يغفر لكم، واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا. وأقم الصلاة.